Thank you, LG. Actually, what we're going to have, as you can see from the screen here, we're going to be looking at a 23-minute video that is being played in all of the churches about the youth camps of the United Church of God. Once a year, the team working with youth produce a video about the importance of our programs for our young people. The title of this video is The Gift of Camp. And it gives some information about it so you know what you'll be seeing. This year will mark the 8th year that the United Church of God will sponsor youth camps, making it one of the longest-running programs in our short history. We began in 1995 in the spring, is when the United Church of God began. And that very summer, as you will remember, the first thing that we were able to organize were youth camps across the United States for our young people. The youth camp program is a wonderful opportunity to help our youth to connect with God and the work of the church. Each year, our teens indicate on survey forms the main reasons that they want to attend one of United's youth camps. This year, the number one reason was to have a better relationship with God. 68% of the teens put that down as their number one reason for wanting to attend camp. Another 12% listed learning about God's plan. And only 17% of the teens listed having fun as their main reason for going to camp. Although they all want to have fun, obviously, it's very encouraging that when you add it together, it comes out to be 80%, 68% saying, I want to learn how to have a better relationship with God, and 12%, I want to understand more about God's plan, or 80%. That's very encouraging. So this video is about United's youth camps and their importance, and it is a tribute to the huge volunteer staff that gives so much to make our summer and our winter camps a success. So we can get that set up. It'll take just a moment, I think. Can everyone see the screen all right? May have to, if you don't see it well, you could maybe shift your seat if you need to.
Welcome to the 2002 United Youth Camp video. Our regional camps are located all across America. Camp Carter in Texas. The new location of Camp Davidson in Oregon. Camp Heritage in Pennsylvania. Camp Oakhurst in California, just south of Yosemite National Park. Camp Pinecrest in Missouri. The Teton Challenger Camp in the Grand Teton Mountains of Wyoming. Camp Woodman in Alabama. And Winter Camp in Wisconsin. As we explore the contributions made by those who volunteered their time to serve at United Youth Camps, we'll show you some of the exciting activities that take place at our Teton Challenger Camp in Wyoming. This summer camp, designed for our more experienced teenagers, provides some challenging opportunities. To tell us more about the wonderful gift of camp, here's overall United Youth Camp Coordinator, Larry Greider.
Hello, campers and parents, and a special hello to all the rest of you who give so generously of your time, energy, donations, and especially your prayers to make our United Youth Camps program possible. In the next few minutes, we would like to show you campers how valuable the camps are as an incredible gift from all of us, and particularly from God, to you. You may not have thought of camp as a gift. After all, you or your parents pay tuition so you can attend camp. You may think of camp as primarily a time to learn more about God and His ways while enjoying the right kind of fun with your friends. And it is all that, and lots more. Let us show you all the other contributions, the effort, the people, the talent that go into making your experience at a United Youth Camp a highlight of your summer. Perhaps the largest contribution to United Youth Camps that makes the gift of camp available for all of you would be the enormous volunteer staff. Approximately 400 counselors, activity leaders, and other staff cheerfully volunteer a part of their summer, often their vacation time, to come serve you by working at camp. In fact, some of our counselors work at two or more of our camps each summer or at our winter camp. If you could put an approximate dollar value on all the hours that the camp staff works at camp or in preparation for each camp, it would be hundreds of thousands of dollars, perhaps as much as all the other camp expenses combined, the tuition, subsidies from the church, donations of equipment, etc. What a wonderful blessing. And it makes camp a pretty terrific gift for you as campers. Listen to what some of our excellent counselors have to say about their opportunity to serve and teach you at camp.
From my experience as a camper and especially as a counselor, I think that the long-term value of going to camp is the relationships that you make with other people that are searching for God's truth and living His way. It makes you feel that you're not alone, you know, whether you're the only kid in your church area or in your school, that you can really live God's way and know that it's working for you and working for many people.
It's kind of during the day we'll have a Christian living class, and then toward evening when we're kind of winding down the dorm and we're putting the kids to bed, they'll kind of start talking and asking questions, and we'll have a discussion. It's really neat to see how thoughtful and how in-depth their spiritual relationship is.
I would say the biggest long-term value of camp for the campers is the relationships that they build, both with staff and with the other campers, as well as the encouragement that they get from seeing how many other kids there really are involved in the church and how many other kids are living the same way of life that they are. I think it's a really big encouragement for them both to stay in the church and to be able to stay true to what they're being taught and prove it for themselves.
I volunteer to serve on the camp staff because camp has been one of my favorite things of the whole year. It's my favorite time of the year, and I got too old to be a camper, and I also wanted to have the responsibility of passing on all the enjoyable memories that I had as a camper.
I volunteer to serve on the camp staff because of all the great experiences that I had as a camper. Those are things that I really want to be able to pass on to the kids who are growing up in the church now. I made wonderful friendships and relationships with staff members as well that I would really like to see every kid growing up in the church be able to experience.
It's a busy time of the year to take time off, but it's something to go in and help out the youth and show them that people who are older actually can have a good life and live a good life in the church, and it's not boring and dull. They're not missing out on what everybody else is doing in the world.
One of my favorite memories with my campers is the fact that they got along so well.
God is our refuge and our strength. In strength of present end, therefore all of the earth removed, we will not be afraid.
And as a camper all my years in dorms, I haven't seen a dorm of girls that have got along as well as our girls did this year.
The last time I was a camper, I was in the oldest dorm, and that was this year when I was also a counselor at a different camp. And I got along really well with my counselors, and it was like they really understood what we were going through, if we had problems and stuff like that.
Well, look at what Mr. Finchel instills every year is the zone, of course, and that's what the church tries to instill in our children year-round. And basically keeping the kids in the zone and showing them that there is a safe environment they can come into, the church is a safe place for them to come into.
Well, when the campers go home, I wanted them to remember that there's other kids like them that know about God's church, and they don't have to feel different or left out, and just the lasting relationships that they made at camp.
Great insight from some of our fine and focused counselors, isn't it? We are truly blessed with a faithful and dedicated core of young adults who are willing to devote their time to work with teens. And of course, your opportunity to join their ranks will come as you get older. Next, let's talk about the activity instructors who have very specialized talent and training, which they willingly use to make their specific camp activities so enjoyable and fascinating. We encourage them to make their sports or activities not only enlightening, but also really challenging and exciting and, most of all, fun. Let's listen in on comments as they talk about why they make the commitment of time and energy to come to camp.
Some of the character-building lessons that the campers learn from the ropes course, I think the biggest thing they learn is definitely teamwork. That if they work together, they can achieve more, and they build that really strong bond as a dorm.
Sometimes when people come into something they're really afraid of, they stop, and they just won't push through that. And here's Christina up there, scared to the point of just terror, and stopping, composing herself, and going on. And she says there's places no positive holds. Well, you literally balance on the rock with all your hands and feet spread out without any one place to grip. It's kind of like friction on the rock. And she had to actually walk through that 30 feet up in the air. And she did. And so we were cheering. It was the whole group of the campers were excited to see this.
I think it's great. I think everyone should push themselves to something they're afraid to do, because you learn so much from it and you gain inner strength, confidence. I think if I did the climb again, I'd shake, but I would know that I could do it and I can do it, and it wouldn't be such a big deal for me. And I believe that all of us should try to push for our fears. I think all of us should take that leap of faith. But it's not just us. It wasn't me climbing up that mountain. It was with me and God, with my faith in God. I couldn't have done it by myself. There's no way. I have a lot of inner strength, but it's not from me, it's from God.
One of my favorite memories about being on the ropes course was when we had about, I think it was the youngest boys dorm. I worked with Mr. Walker, he's a big guy, he's about 6'5", and these are all a whole bunch of 10, 11-year-old boys, and they were able to bird loft Mr. Walker, which is a thing where you pick them up off the ground and bring them to your hip level, and then you bring them to your head, and then you lift them up above your head and just kind of sway them back and forth. So it was really amazing just to see all these 10 and 11-year-olds working together, lifting up this 6'5" man. It was a great memory.
Water skiing, I think, is one of the best confidence-building activities you can have at a camp. Oftentimes, campers are not familiar with, haven't been skiing before, not familiar with getting out of the water and doing a deep water start. You have to learn to follow directions. You have to keep your arms straight and your knees bent and do what the instructor says, and we always have someone in the water helping first-time skiers. But it's been amazing how many times we've been able to teach almost all of the campers at a camp how to water ski.
One of the ways the ropes course helps people learn about God and his ways of life is, I think, trust. There's a number of things you have to do on the ropes course where you have to trust other people, whether it be in your dorm or your instructor, you have to trust somebody. And you can trust those people, I think it's a lot easier to realize that you can trust in God and he can get you through those trials or those problems that you might be facing in your life.
Well, it's always a challenge to see if everyone in the dorm can get up on skis and go so far. And it's great to see the rest of the campers in the dorm encouraging the one or two or three that might be struggling a little bit. Sometimes the girls' dorms will do a little better than the boys' dorms right to begin with. But it's a lot of fun, and we try to help them to see what they can do as far as perhaps going to be even to the next level of slaloming or something, and to see them kind of achieve something they've not done before.
Probably one of the most enjoyable things is helping kids who've maybe never played volleyball learn to serve in just a few minutes by being able to teach them the right techniques and encourage them, help them do something they didn't think they could do when they walked through the door, and, you know, in just a few minutes help them get a serve over the net. They're really elated. They've really accomplished something, and it's a joy.
I've noticed over the years that summer camp is often a time when the youth of the church decide, yes, this is for me. I want to live God's way of life. I want to be a part of the active church and work that he's doing. So it can be a time of decision, and sometimes facing the challenges that we place before these youngsters at camp is a time when they can make not only decisions to try to do their very best at the activity and face those challenges, but then take those same principles to a bigger question in life, is what kind of person am I going to be? What type of standards am I going to live for?
Probably the biggest turning point in my life, and I'd grown up in the church, so I'd always heard things, but I remember a message we were given on obeying our parents. And even though I knew all the commandments, I'd been taught those, it really drove it home in a way that I couldn't fool myself thinking I could have a relationship with God if I wasn't respectful of my parents. And I think even though I'd heard it before, it came home in a different way, I think, just because maybe I was away from them and I was with only kids my own age and kids a few years older. And I do feel that was a turning point.
Archery is actually used an awful lot in the Bible, as in one sense, in target hitting the mark, which is what righteousness is. So you concentrate on hitting that mark. You focus on the task at hand, which God wants us to focus on, living his way of life, obeying his laws, doing his work, preaching the gospel, and so on. So archery has those underlying themes as lessons, character-building lessons as well.
In fact, I was observing at a dance class the other day, and one of the girls told me her friend didn't want to come to dance class because she didn't like dancing. I said, well, why was that? She said, well, you know, at the school dance, someone had asked her to dance, and they've been doing things that made her really uncomfortable, but she said, but not here, they're gentlemen. And it was just really cute to see. That girl, she was about 13, and she had a very clear idea of she did not like dancing at school where people were disrespectful and touched her as she didn't want to be. But here she knew she was safe, and the men were gentlemen, and she would have a good time.
But it is that dedication of people who will take off a whole week of their vacation to come and teach good things to our young people. That is a tremendous sacrifice, but it's a sacrifice of love, and it's a gift that, as a group of God's people within the church, give to the families with teens who are at our age group for our campers. It's a gift that we give to the kids. We want them to succeed and do well. The camp is a tremendous value and a wonderful experience for all of us kids.
We have a great United Youth Camp team of instructors throughout our camp program. They take time out of their busy schedules to come to camp and provide you with challenging and often unique experiences. Teaching teens about God is what our Christian living and Bible classes are designed to do. We are blessed with a large, highly trained team of pastors and elders who, along with their wives, come to camp to help you understand more about God's way of life. The majority of the full-time church pastors of the United Church of God work at our United Youth Camps. Many of us, as pastors, consider this time at camp with you to be a highlight of the year. As campers, you're very important in God's eyes as potential leaders in his church. Some of our ministers do double duty at camp. They teach a regular activity plus a Christian living or Bible class. What motivates ministers to put out that extra and sometimes considerable effort to help provide the gift of camp for you?
The topic I discussed was on baptism, specifically, am I ready for baptism? When do I know? And it was received rather well by the campers because that's certainly a topic that's high on their minds. And several of them approached me after the Christian Living class and were saying, look, we were thinking about this. We had these thoughts about, am I ready? How do I know when I'm ready? Who do I speak to when I'm ready? And I tried to answer some of those questions during and after the Christian Living class.
It's been a month now since we had the Bible classes at McKenzie. And what I do recall was the number of young people who asked not abstract doctrinal questions, but ones that dealt with the topic in a personal way. the way in which Jesus would relate to them, what was expected of them, as we discussed about discipling, being a disciple, a student of Jesus Christ in a personal relationship.
Some of the questions I get asked at camp are things like, you know, what does the Bible say about dating someone who's not in the church? When do I know when it's time to be baptized? Am I going to be different if I go and seek counseling? How do I, will I look in the eyes of my peers? Questions talking about prophecy. What's going to happen to me as a teenager? I hear these sermons given time after time, and it concerns the adults, but I'm not baptized yet, so what's going to happen to us? What role do we play with the coming kingdom of God, and where will we be, and what's going to happen to my family and to my friends? Those are some of the questions I'm asked at camp year after year.
That Christ looks at every camper individually. Every one of them is cared for. Every camper is special. Every camper has feelings, has a point of view, has defenses, has needs. And when they can come to see a minister in a way that represents God, that they're comfortable with, and that they can be happy around, that they can not feel threatened but safe in the presence of, then you can sense that God is using the minister. And he does. He does use the ministers at the camp.
One thing I want our campers to learn about the ministry and our wives is that, you know, we seek relationships just like they do. And when I say seek relationships, I mean that, you know, we're here at camp trying to provide a wonderful atmosphere for them. But also, it's an opportunity for us to forge friendships and relationships with our campers. They have so much to offer, and there's so much that we can learn from them. And so, you know, when I come to camp, I tell my campers, I'm here to play as well as learn. And part of playing and participating in activities is learning about these young people. They have so much to give, so much to say. And sometimes they just want someone to listen, and sometimes that person has to be a minister or a minister's wife. So if I could say one thing to them is that we really value those relationships too. We want you to be at ease with us. We want, when we walk into a room, that you don't go, oh, here's the minister, we're going to change her. Talk about something else. We want you to be yourself. And we're just there just trying to help, but we're also there to be friends, as well as hopefully people you can look up to, that one day you're going to be in a responsibility like I am, or my wife is, and you're going to be looking at young ones coming up, and hopefully you'll also be seeking those same types of relationships.
As always, we appreciate the many months of time and effort made each year by our camp directors, who thoroughly plan and prepare to ensure that each child has a safe, rewarding, and uplifting experience at camp.
What a team! Ministers and wives, activity instructors, dorm counselors, and the rest of the camp staff, and even your parents, work hard every year giving of themselves so that they can give you the gift of camp. They want you to make good friends and learn great physical and spiritual lessons that you can best learn while at camp. Boy, camp is a great gift, isn't it? But the greatest contribution to camp of all is what God the Father and Jesus Christ provide for you. In a way, God put camping in the blood of his people long ago. Remember when he sent Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt? They all camped in the wilderness. Imagine going to camp for 40 years. An interesting thing about the wandering, camping Israelites is that it was the younger generation that successfully learned the lessons that God was teaching them through Moses. I like to call these the wilderness kids. Like them, we want you to be successful campers too. We want you to enjoy camp while you learn about God's plan for you. We want you to make new and good friends within the church during that same time. You know, most of all, at camp, we want you to learn a lot more about your spiritual father and his son, Jesus Christ. You know, I think camp is probably in your blood, too. Well, let us give to you the gift of camp. Pick up a camp application, fill it out with your parents' help, and get it in the mail right away. We'll see you at camp.